Shalom to all. Today we're learning Baba Kamo Parakeh, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher, Fein Reziva Kahagon, B'Karav Mamesh. And Mishnah Alpha tells us, Shashar Nechaz Hapar, V'nimtzu Ubar B'tzida, Ashar gored a cow, and then when they came to the scene of the crime, they found that there was a dead Ubar, a dead baby cow, right next to the mommy cow. V'ein Yedua Imad Shaloi Negach Yalda, V'mishinag Chayalda. It's not known to them if the mother cow had given birth to a calf before it got gored or afterwards. If she had given birth before she was gored, this dead baby calf that's lying here has nothing to do with the damage, and the mazik doesn't have to pay for it. But if she gave birth after she was gored, then we would say this baby died because the mother was gored, then that is something mazik would have to pay for. Now this is a suffix, and we're passing over here like sumches, whom we learned the shita before, hold, mamon amotam suffix chalkin, whenever we're dealing with a suffix mamon, we split it. So therefore what happens, misham chasi nezik lapara, half nezik is paid for the cow, because we're talking about a tam, and revia nezik levlad, quarter of nezik for the child, because at max, only half nezik would have to be paid for the child anyway, and since this itself is a suffix, we're going to split it, and it's only going to be a quarter that has to be paid for the baby. And then we have the opposite case as well. If a cow gored a shor, and this cow was pregnant when it did this goring, and afterwards a child was found next to the mother, it was unknown whether mother gave birth before the goring or afterwards. If it was before the baby was born, that means the baby wasn't involved in the damage, and we can't collect from the baby, because again, it's a tam, and we collect migufai. But if the baby was still in the mother when it did its damage, then the baby is included in the nezek. And once again, since this is suffix, how do we paskin? Mishalm chatzi nezek min apara. Chatzi nezek is paid from the cow itself, urevia nezek min avlad, and only a quarter of nezek is able to be collected from the child. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, hakadosh sheichnos kliyoros of chatzar baalabayis shaloi bershos. A potter brought a whole bunch of his pots into the chatzar of a different baalabayis shaloi bershos. He didn't have permission. Let's say this guy is schlepping his stuff through the marketplace and it's too heavy for him, so he's like, you know what? I just want to put this down in a safe spot. He opens up the door to a random chatzar and puts his stuff inside. Vishivratan behemtesh baalabayis, and the owner of the Baal Bais, which was in the chatzar, broke these pots. Putter. The Baal Bais is putter. He doesn't have to pay for them. This guy didn't have any rishus to bring his stuff in there. Vim Hosko Bahen, and if the owner of the Baal Bais was damaged on this pottery, on these kalim that were there, Baal Gdeir is chayiv. So the potter, he has to pay for that damage because he wasn't allowed to put his stuff inside. Vim Mechnus Bershos, but if he brought it in Bershos, if he was allowed to put them in there, Baal Chatzar chayiv, so the Baal Chatzar is chayiv. Something similar, Hechnus Peiros of the Chatzar Baal Bais, Shalai Bershos, let's say he brought his produce into the Chatzar Baal Bais without rishus. And the animal of the Baal Bais ate these peiros, potter, he's potter, he doesn't have to pay for them because the guy didn't have any rishus to bring them inside, vim husku bahen, and if the animal was damaged on them, he slipped, for example, and broke his leg, Baal Peiros chayev, the Baal Peiros is chayev. However, vim hichnus brishus, if he brought them in brishus, Baal Chatzar chayev, so the Baal Chatzar is chayev. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with more cases with Mishnah and Gimel and Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.